They always tell you, don't study your competition. Study your customers. Study your audience instead. While I agree with these things, there's a reality here. I've actually went ahead and studied your competition. And I found out that they're doing one or both of these things. They're either creating video content or they have a dominant personal brand who is the face of their brand or business. Okay? We know that for a fact. So if you want to get in on this, if you want to steal the strategy that Joe Rogan uses, Gary Vee uses, Patrick Bet-David uses, Brené Brown uses, Sahil Bloom uses, Justin Welch uses, all of these people, it doesn't even have to be video. It's called a parasocial relationship. And today, we're going to teach you exactly what that is. So let's dive in. Have you ever fallen in love with a fake person? And I'm not talking a catfish or an AI-generated image. I'm talking a fictionalized character, maybe from a movie or a TV show. The reason I ask this question is because the answer is most likely yes. I'm bringing this up because this is called a parasocial relationship. And this is a relationship that I'm building with you right now. You may have never met me, but the longer you get into this video, the more it's going to feel like you know me. And it may not happen on the first or the seventh or the 46th video. But at some point in the process, after consuming enough of my content, for example, you're going to feel like you have a much better understanding of who I am than if you never saw any videos of me at all. This relationship is why podcasters are so successful. This relationship is why media is one of the biggest exports in America. This relationship is why people will buy products that they do not even need, just based on opinions of people who they love and they follow on social media. This isn't all dark. This is actually a positive thing, because in the world of LinkedIn and YouTube, marketing, business, and more specifically, B2B business, right? I hate using the term, but it's what we're talking about. It's essentially one business selling to another business in that industry, right? In the industry that we're in, these relationships mean everything. It's literally the difference between somebody buying from you and somebody buying from your competitor. So what does this mean for you? How do you build up your parasocial relationship so people will buy from you and or be pre-sold once they get on the call with you? The easiest way for you to begin doing this is to find out what opinion, belief, or idea is the kind of heart of your business or your content. Do you believe that cold calling is not dead? There you go. That is a topic of a video. Do you believe that there's a massive gender pay gap that's happening right now? And maybe you can back it up with some stats. Boom. There's a video. And an opinion, right? Do you have a financial business where you help people reach their financial goals? If so, maybe you truly believe that they should continue to buy the overpriced and terribly tasting Starbucks coffee that they enjoy every day. That's an opinion, and that's a video. So you can begin to write down and extract these opinions. If you're already creating content, this is going to be so easy for you. Go through the posts you've already made, pull out some of the opinions, and match it with some of the comments. Did somebody leave a question in your comment section? For me, last week, if you saw last week's video, it was, how do I know if I should start a podcast or a YouTube channel? I didn't make up that idea. I just pulled it from two comments that I got. So if you want to get started building this parasocial relationship, get started having people get to know you without you being there sitting with them, then you have to start using some of your opinions that you already have. And you do that by posting on social media and then gauging the feedback. I'll leave you with a bonus tip. What you can do is ask your clients, what is the thing that you've done for them? We've interviewed many of our clients, and not only do they share what we've helped them with, for the majority of that interview, they're actually giving advice, right? So that's another easy way to get some content and start building that parasocial relationship. Whether you're live coaching, whether you're posting one-on-one coaching, whether you're interviewing your client or answering a question from social media, all of this builds that parasocial relationship. All of this creates a relationship with somebody without you actually having to be there with them. So once they do book that call with you, once they do sit down and you can unpack their current financial well-being, once you do create that marketing or sales plan or inbound leads plan or LinkedIn growth plan with them, they'll already be pre-sold. They'll already be 3 out of 3. And if you're in the online business world, you know what I'm talking about. It's know, like, and trust. And that is what your parasocial relationship is going to do for you. These people are either going to watch somebody else or they're going to watch you. So with that being said, get started on the journey. And if you need help, we do this for people. We've been doing it for about 5 years. We have hundreds of case studies, testimonials, and clients that we've worked with. So if you need help, we're here to help you. If not, get started on your journey today and hit that record button. My name is Ryan from Podcast Principles. Hope you enjoyed this video. And we are on all platforms, even the ones nobody uses. Catch you next week. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.